My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about 7 ways to skyrocket your YouTube channel views. So, Neil, this one's more dedicated to you because you have a channel with 1 million subscribers. The next one's more dedicated to me. So you get to go with number one first.
Number one with YouTube, but most people don't end up telling you. And by the way, I don't have 1 million subscribers. I have less than that.
You're almost there.
I have no idea. I don't check on a daily basis.
You just freaking came out with a blog post saying you're at 987K or something.
My team updates the number. I wrote that post a while ago when my team went in and rewrote it. I think when I wrote it, it was like 800 and something or something like that. They just updated the number to be more quote unquote current. But when you think about YouTube, the number one strategy that I love using is I start promoting it hard within the first 24 hours, email blasts, push notifications, whatever you can do to promote it in the first 24 hours. Because if the video does well, it tends to rank really high and it just gets shown a lot more over time. It's the opposite of traditional SEO in which the more you do in the early, even if you bombard it, spend a lot of time, money promoting it, it actually helps you later on. With SEO, if you build too many links, for example, too early on, it actually can hurt you because it's not natural, right? YouTube wants to see videos do really well in the first 24 hours.
Number two, your thumbnails. So Mr. Beast stresses over thumbnails quite a bit. Because if you think of it this way, if your video gets 10 million impressions and only 1 million people watch it, it seems great, right? But if you can get the click-through rate a little higher, sorry, that's 10% actually. But if you can get a little higher, let's say you can get the click-through rate from 1% to 5% and on 100 million impressions, let's just use that, then you're going to be at 5 million views instead, right? That's the number I was trying to use. So optimizing your thumbnails matters quite a bit because it's what gets people's attention, right? So thumbnail matters quite a bit. And I'll let Neil take number three for what else matters that's close to thumbnails.
Yes, your titles, your click-through rate on your titles really matters. Evoking curiosity really helps. Great example of this is the 7 benefits of green tea. Number 6 will shock you. People are like, what's number 6? Well, you got to watch to find out.
Number 4. So looking at Neil's channel, he stays very consistent around mostly SEO, content marketing, and just marketing in general, right? He doesn't try to stray in too many different directions. So having a focus on your channel before you get big is probably a better call, because if you try to go everywhere, the algorithm's not really going to know where to place you.
Number 5, go on YouTube, search for hot script, H-O-T script, Sunny, S-U-N-N-Y, so 3 words. And she has a video breaking down how you can hook people and keep them engaged throughout the whole video. That's very important because one of YouTube's big metrics when they suggest your videos is how engaged is your content, because they want to keep people on YouTube longer. Following that will get you quite a bit more views.
All right. And the next one is having a consistent schedule. So this seems like a duh statement, but Neil's very consistent with his output. And so it's like a TV show, right? You want to be consistent with it. When I go watch YouTube, when I'm eating lunch, I'm always looking at the same people over and over because I can expect the next video, right? So whatever schedule works for you, some people just release one video per month. Some people do it every single day, right? And both ways are good. It's not good or bad, right? So Neil, number 7.
Number 7, last but not least, when you're recording a video, every once in a while, in between your video, like not right at the beginning, not right at the end, but in the middle, literally ask people a question that encourages comments. Comments are the easiest way to go viral on YouTube. If you get a lot of engaging comments, not just yes or no's, but people really writing detailed comments, that really helps boost your view count over time.
All right. So that is it for today. Don't forget to check out the next video. We're going to talk about how to tank your YouTube channel, because that's what I did. And so don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And we have our live event happening in Miami, November 7th through the 9th. Amazing speakers. It's going to be a great time. And go to marketingschool.io/live, L-I-V-E, to learn more. You can apply over there, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.